along with the rookie Scoot Henderson, Jeremy Grant, DeAndre Ayton, and the rookie Tamani Kamara. Lillard, step back three on the way. It's short. Rebound tipped around back to Lillard. Lillard lost it. It goes to Giannis. Now to Portis. He flips it up. No good, but Giannis tips it in. Timeout, Portland, with 18 and a half seconds to go. It's not quite the storybook way you drew it up, but the Bucks will take the points any way they can. How filthy was that move, by the way, from Damian Lillard to get that three-pointer off? He just missed it. If he hits that thing, the roof is going to have to be renovated here at Fiserv Forum. It would have blown off.
And I thought Dame would pull it back out after he got that reload opportunity and maybe suck up a little more
clock. He bobbled
clock.
The ball is the problem. He never ultimately truly secured it.
The Blazers appeared to be a little upset thinking that that was a goaltend, but on the replay, Bobby Portis' shot just cleared the rim altogether. It was not in the cylinder when Giannis tipped it in.
So Giannis credited with his 11th field goal of this game, and he came away scowling with 33 points to go with his 15 boards and 6 assists. As Milwaukee has the 2-point lead, but work to be done. The Bucks trailed throughout almost the entirety of this game from about the 450 mark of that first quarter on until a late surge. They have stormed back from 26 down to take a 104-102 lead. 18 and a half seconds to play. Lillard against his old team. 7 of 21 from the floor, 4 of 12 from 3, but 9 of 10 from the free throw line. He has 27. Not an efficient 27, but it's 27. They'll advance the ball into the front court. Blazers still one timeout to use. The Bucks with 2. 18 and a half seconds to go. Inbound pass from Sharp on the far side with Connaughton on him. He gets it off to Brogdon. Brogdon, dribble drive, attacks Giannis. Blocks the shot, but he got called for his 6th foul. Giannis is going to be done on that call right there with 14.6 seconds to go. Well, you might as well challenge it, and they will. Well, they may have a shot. Follow through a little bit on the arm.
A little bit, but I think what you're going to look at, too, if you're the Bucks, is Malcolm Brogdon uses the offhand to separate himself and Giannis.
I'll tell you what, this is going to be interesting for a variety of reasons. Because, again, Brogdon's going to the line with a chance to tie the game with 2 free throws coming. 80% free throw shooter for his career. He's 88%. And not only that, but you got the 2-time MVP with a position to potentially stay in the game moving forward.
There was a possession about 3 minutes ago when it was a 1-point game where Malcolm Brogdon had the ball at the top of the key. Giannis got matched up to him on the switch. And I was surprised he didn't do that there, because Malcolm is very good at getting his body into you, drawing the contact, and getting the whistle. That would have got Giannis out of the game then. So I'm not surprised it came in that sequence here.
So with just over 14 and a half seconds to go here, we await the adjudication here on this replay. Hey, Bucks fans, make your holiday party a holiday party to remember at Fiserv Forum. Experience comfort and joy in our exclusive spaces. Feel the merriment, and for the moment you arrive until the final buzzer. Let's see if we get this ruling here.
Appears to be good news for the Bucks.
Wow. By the way, for more information on that, Bucks.com/holiday hosting is your place to go. But I think we have not heard the ruling officially from our crew chief, Kevin Scott, yet. Let's see if he explains this all on the microphone here.
The call of four has been overturned to a no call. It was clear and conclusive that the defender legally blocked the basketball. Any contact after the legal deflection would be deemed incidental and marginal. In the immediate aftermath of the whistle, the ball was loose, so therefore there'll be a jump ball center circle between any two opponents that were in the game at the time. And the game clock is correct. Because it's their second challenge, Milwaukee will lose their timeout.
So the Bucks will still have one timeout to go, but how about that challenge right there? You talk about, remember, said save it for a rainy day? That's why you hold on to that last challenge there.
Well, and good news, bad news, in that you didn't retain possession after that. So you still have to, if you don't win this jump ball, you got to defend for the last 14 seconds.
By the way, Ayton won the jump ball to begin the game earlier. We'll see what happens here. It's going to be DeAndre Ayton going against Brook Lopez. Lopez at 7 feet, 282, opposite Ayton at 6'11", 250.
And right now,
this is an even matchup.
You're Brook, you're fighting. Where is Damian Lillard?
Ball is up. It's going to be one back on the bounce, and it's Bucks basketball. He tips it into the backcourt to, you guessed it, Damian Lillard. And Dame will get fouled with 10 and a half seconds to play. He makes these two free throws. He can almost sock this one away against his old team. Man, oh man, what must be going through the head of one Damian Lillard stepping to the line in what has got to have been one of the most surreal years in his now 33 years on this planet. First free throw, sticks it. So Milwaukee on the precipice of pulling off what would be their largest comeback in team history in a second half. Second free throw is good. It's a four-point lead, 106 to 102. Good night, Tommy Hecker, providing that nugget. Our stat man extraordinaire, the Bucks' previous biggest comeback in a second half was 20 points against Miami on March 16, 2019, coming from 26 points down here today. And currently on the precipice of finalizing this come-from-behind charge with a 106-102 lead against Damian Lillard's old team of 11 years, the Portland Trail Blazers. Damian Lillard, we talked with his head coach before the game. He said, like me, of course, Chauncey Billups has been in some big spots over the course of his career as a player. Said, like me, he can compartmentalize those emotions in a spot like this. And I got a sense we just saw him do that right there on those two free throws.
I believe that's seven more clutch points, too, to add to his already league-leading tally this season.
So coming through yet again, and how many of these nail-biter finishes are we going to have? If you like tight, hard-fought games, you're enjoying this season. If you're my mother, you're not enjoying this season. She likes the easy landslide victories.
I like those too.
I'm going to tell you, I love this stuff. This is what it's all about. Boxy, who's going to blink? Right now, it is the Blazers who have. They've got the ball still, though. 10.5 seconds on the clock. Inbound pass and a quick three on the way. Misses short. Giannis had it knocked away from him. Out of bounds. Bucks basketball on the missed three-pointer from the right side from Shaedon Sharpe. So Bucks are going to have it with 5.8 seconds to go. Giannis will try to get it in. Blazers have been wreaking havoc all game long, forcing turnovers. They'll try to do it yet one more time here tonight. Milwaukee's going to spend a timeout, their last timeout here, with 5.8 seconds remaining. Blazers tonight have managed to really hurt the Bucks in the turnover department. As Milwaukee has surrendered a season high in points off turnovers. As 27 points off turnovers in the first three quarters. But here's an interesting note. 0 points off turnovers here in the fourth.
Zero turnovers in the fourth. And this is, what, 34 points total in the second half for the Blazers?
Yep. It is been pretty remarkable, the turnabout. We said, would the law of averages start to set in? This Blazers team came in last in the league in offense. However, they put up over 115 points per 100 in each of the last two games. They did that on zero occasions over their first 13 games, but also shot 44% from three the last two. They were hitting 10 of 17 in the first half from three, but really cooled off in the second half. But the Bucks defense did tighten the vise too. They had some good half-court sets, and that was the key, getting into the half-court. Did not afford them those fast break opportunities like they were throughout the first part of this game. Here comes the inbound pass, Connaughton in the front court now. He will get the basketball into Dame Lillard. Lillard fouled again, and he'll get a chance to add to his league-leading point tally in clutch situations. Of course, clutch time, for those who don't follow, is defined by the NBA as a game that is within 5 points inside of 5 minutes to play. It has been that throughout this last 5 minutes of this one today.
Here's a question you may have the answer to. I'm not sure. Assuming he hits both, do both of these points count towards
that's
that?
A great question.
Because
I don't
if it was a
think
field
so.
Goal, it would. But because
I
now
don't
it's
think
five,
so.
Yeah, yeah. Do you turn the faucet off?
Well, now this last one is still with the game's within five, so it should.
Yeah.
So he would. For this is a conversation only stat geeks could love, but meantime, Lillard sticks both, and so he adds to his tally. He puts up four unanswered at the free throw line, and the Bucks, with a 6-point lead and 4.3 seconds to go, storming back from 26 down. Inbound pass to Brogdon into the front court. He'll put up one last shot. That misses, and that will be that. The Bucks scale the mountain here at Fiserv Forum, coming back from their largest second half deficit in franchise history to win a game. 26 points down. They end the game up 6, 108 to 102 is our final score here as the Bucks outscore Portland 36 to 14 in the fourth quarter. That is called finishing with a plum. This Bucks team, don't count them out, man. As they say, it's always darkest before dawn. Milwaukee able to rally the troops late and come away with a hard-earned victory this afternoon. What impressed you most about this one tonight from Milwaukee's end?
How they came together in the second half. And we've heard from Adrian Griffin quite a bit that it's how you respond, that when things don't go your way, one or two possessions, it's fine for you to be in your feelings then, but you got to pull it together after that. And he's mentioned he's seen a lot of growth from his team, and he's been impressed by that. The second half, I think you saw that for an extended period, that they took everything in the first half. They made some mistakes early in the second half, but they fought through it and did the right things down the stretch.
Yep. And even though Lillard's shot didn't go down on that three to put the Bucks ahead, having him out there, it just changes the score for Milwaukee. A guy who can hit free throws like that the way he did. Just a remarkable, remarkable thing again. So Giannis, 33 points, 16 boards, 6 assists. Dame Lillard, 30 points with 31. Another 30-point game for both those guys. And it looks like Malik Beasley is coming to talk with us now. Is his team a winner again here this afternoon? The birthday boy himself puts the headset on. I don't know about you, Malik, but you're talking about as an athlete, is there anything better as a birthday gift than a 26-point come-from-behind win on your home floor?
Nothing better than that, I can't lie to you. Just the fact that I'm playing an NBA game on my birthday, I'm very thankful for that. And I was worried at halftime, man. I was like, we can't lose tonight. I got to be able to have some fun tonight without thinking about the game. And now, you know, I can have a little fun, man.
Malik, when you signed with the team in the offseason, did they tell you then that they only intended on playing close games this year?
No, but I assumed that because, you know, we're a great team and everybody wants their best shot to go against us. So, and that's going to happen in the playoffs. So I'm glad we're preparing for it now. And I'm just proud of the guys and proud of ourselves to just keep fighting and staying resilient.
Malik, lastly, with each one of these games that you win in these close contests, this is your ninth clutch game you played in here. Do you just feel that much more confident the next time you do it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know down the stretch I'll probably go get the best offensive player, and I got to defend. And, you know, Dame and Giannis get the ball during that time, so if the ball comes to my way, I'm going to knock it down.
All right, my man. Well, congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
All right.
that.
Malik Beasley and the Bucks winners again here today, 12-5, coming from 26 points down to round things out in the second half A 108-102 win over the Blazers. Now these words, we'll be back in a moment. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Details.
Our final score. We welcome you back to Fiserv Forum. Yes, the Bucks. If you tuned in early and turned it off, well, welcome back. The Bucks just came from 26 points down to win in front of the home fans here and sent them out on a high note. It was not a lot to cheer about through the first 2.5 quarters of this one, but the Bucks stayed with it and once again showed their mettle, coming back to win this one, coming from way down to get it done. This copyright broadcast of the National Basketball Association may not be retransmitted, rebroadcasted, or reproduced or otherwise distributed or used in any form without the express written consent of the NBA. We are brought to you, as always, by BMO. They are the official bank of the Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. By Jockey for nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from the Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Valley Sports Wisconsin, the heart to the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, official cheese of the Bucks. By Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. So the Bucks win this one today by a final of 108-102. We will hear from the head coach shortly and get you more post-game reaction in a moment. Justin Garcia rejoins us on the other side of this timeout on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Fiserv Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank, NA member FDIC.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis. Oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton and one.
All season long.
It's his night.
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
With Kroger brand products from Pick and Save, you can make all your favorite things this holiday season. Because Kroger brand's proven quality products come at exceptionally low prices. And with a money-back quality guarantee, every dish is sure to be a favorite. Whether you shop delivery, pickup, or in-store, Kroger brand has all your favorite things. Pick and Save. Fresh for everyone.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
To 102, the final score here. It's the Bucks coming back a strong second half where they allow the Blazers to score just 34 points and erase a 26-point second half margin. Rejoined by Dave Kane for some final thoughts on this one. And look, we talked quite a bit about the emotions of Damian Lillard facing the Portland Trail Blazers, but that went out the window relatively early in this game, when Portland just separated themselves from the Bucks and built up what would come to be a 26-point lead in the second half.
Yeah, and it's amazing what hitting three-pointers and scoring off of turnovers can do for a team. When the Blazers were doing that, that's when they could do no wrong. Hit 10 of 17 in the first half. In the second half, the Blazers would go 3 of 15 from beyond the arc. The Bucks, conversely, didn't ever really lean on that three-point shot too much, but they did get 8 of their 14 three-pointers in the second half, and ultimately they really flipped the script, because it was 20 points off turnovers for Portland in the first half. The Bucks had 9 points off of 9 turnovers for the Blazers, but in the second half, Milwaukee scores 14 points off of turnovers for the Blazers, and conversely, Portland only gets 7 points off turnovers in the second half, and all 7 of those were in the third quarter. So after allowing a season-high 27 points off turnovers in three quarters, the Bucks didn't give it away the rest of the way in the fourth quarter, and that's a big part of the reason they outscored them 33-14 in that final frame and showed once again the moxie and toughness to gut out another win.
Really the biggest reason why, because that's what jump-started the Blazers' offense, was getting those transition baskets, and, you know, the threes can be contagious where you have that confidence. When they go down in transition, you feel the same way in the half court, and that's what we saw in that first half. Portland still finished the game shooting 41% on threes, despite 3 of 15 in the second half, which just speaks to how red hot they were those first 24 minutes.
Yeah, and it was so weird to see, because for Portland, they came in shooting just 32% from three-point range this season in their prior, you know, 15 games, dead last in the NBA, and you're sitting here saying, how are they knocking these all down? Now, part of it was, look, the Bucks didn't play as good a perimeter defense as they'd like. That has to be talked about in that second half. Once again, Milwaukee, yes, they've taken some arrows for their defense this season, and rightfully so, but to wit, of late, Milwaukee has played much better defense in the fourth quarter when they've needed to. Talked about those clutch numbers, the number 6 defensive efficiency in clutch games this season. And I think that's probably going to jump up again here after this one today, because they played more good defense in the fourth quarter in that clutch time situation, the final 5 minutes, to cap off the come-from-behind win. You know, when you're trying to come from that big of a deficit, so oftentimes you see it. A team expends so much of their energy to get there, and they can't finish it. But against this young Portland team, when the wheels started to fall off, they just weren't able to regroup, and you knew if they had belief, they were going to be dangerous. But you start to rattle them, you're the veteran team, they're the fourth youngest team in the league, and you see the end result.
And that point you made about where they rank defensively in the clutch, a lot of those teams in the top, really 10, are all bunched up and separated by maybe 2 or 3 points per 100 possessions. Bucks still have the best net rating in the clutch. Their offense has been fantastic. Their defense, very, very good. But in terms of efficiency, they have been the best team in these types of games. And now 7-2 in these games, having Damian Lillard certainly goes a long way in that success.
Yeah, I mean, just knowing you have someone like that. Yes, he does make some, commit some turnovers in those spots, tries to fit the ball in places where it probably shouldn't, but he also he's I thought Chauncey Billups said it best when he was talking about Damian Lillard, the difference between Dame as a Buck versus Dame as a Blazer. He said Damian had to be the best guy on the floor every time for the Blazers. He doesn't have to do that for the Bucks. He can sit back a little bit and be a playmaker and make plays, be patient, let it come to him, and he's done that. And I think that is the new role he finds himself in, and he is somebody, is again, Chauncey talked about, he the thing that makes him happy is winning, and it doesn't have to be on his terms. Winning any way, shape, or form. Does that sound familiar? I mean, that's another guy we know pretty well, Giannis Antetokounmpo, very similarly wired. You put those two together, and, yeah, you're going to have good results more often than not. And we see another one here tonight. Although it wasn't always pretty, in the end, it's gritty, and that's kind of becoming this team's calling card of late.
Yeah, another win in the clutch for the Bucks today. 7-2 in those games. 5 points or less in the final 5 minutes or less. And, look, we talked about it before, too, Dave, especially for how much is new going on with this team. New system, new terminology. As Griff has talked about, new teammates with 40% of your starters new. To win games that type of way this early in the season, I think it really doubles in helping this team grow and bonding in those situations.
Well, so many times you hear coaches say you learn your lessons through losses. But the real gift is when you learn your lessons through wins. And that's kind of what the Bucks are doing, because it hasn't always been pretty, and today was no exception once again. But they find ways, and lo and behold, they're right amongst the top teams in the NBA at 12 wins and 5 losses here in the opening 17 games of the season, setting the table for what figures to be a heck of a matchup in South Beach coming up on Tuesday night as the final game of the group stage of the in-season tournament. And the Bucks will be forced to kind of go against some of their demons of the past as they go back to the scene of the crime where they lost in that first round against Miami in the playoffs a season ago. So, if they win that, they're into the knockout phase of this thing, and they'll be hosting a game. If they lose, all bets are off. We'll see where it goes. But in the here and now, a good come from behind win again for this group, and they find ways.
Good, yeah, good win for this group, and now they head to Miami for that final group play game in the in-season tournament. And now, actually, we're being told 27 is the most ever for a deficit that the Bucks came back from.
Oh, 27. Okay. Yeah. So, Tommy.
So we should correct that.
well, I'm glad I gave the attribution of where it came, the source came from. 27 is the biggest. Okay,
27 so 27 the biggest. Largest. But, yeah, so now on to the final game in group play, the in-season tournament. And, look, it's just easier to say if you win, you advance in the knockout round. They're still in a good spot if they do lose that game. You'd need a little bit of help from the Knicks. But the easiest way to solve that is just win, and then the Bucks will be one of those final eight teams to advance in this first ever in-season tournament.
Yep. Should be fun.
Should be fun. We'll catch up with you from Miami on Tuesday. I don't know what you'll do with an off day in that weather, especially when you look around Milwaukee and you see how beautiful it is this time of year and the weather we've experienced today. It's really a tough draw for you these next 2 days.
Yeah,
Dave.
You know, you do your best. That's all you can do. You know, this too shall pass.
We'll catch up with you again on Tuesday then from Miami for the in-season tournament between the Bucks and the Miami Heat. We'll hear from head coach Adrian Griffin momentarily here and get his thoughts on this win today as Damian Lillard ends up finishing the game with 31 points. So another 30-point game for Dame, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Giannis with another 30-point game as well, 16 points, 6 rebounds. For Giannis, 5 fouls, nearly fouled out, but the challenge that Adrian Griffin used was a successful challenge, and Giannis able to stay in the game and finish this one out, so he has another 30-point game. And by the way, with his performance too, he passes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the most individual 30-10-5 games, so games with 30 or more points, 10 or more rebounds, and 5 or more assists. It's the 107th time in Giannis's career that he has done that, and that passes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the most in franchise history. So he and Damian Lillard huge once again tonight. And Brooke Lopez, 10 points, 3 assists, 6 rebounds today for Brooke. You got timely shots all around. Bobby Portis key in that comeback with a couple of threes that he made, including one that got the soft touch, bounced off the back of the iron, and dropped through it. Shots like that where you just feel like this is going to be your game and things are going to start to go your way, and I think that's what we started to see, especially in the fourth quarter, but for the most part in the second half, after a slow start where the Blazers jumped out to a 10-3 run to open the half after taking a 16-point lead in the halftime. That lead again would eventually grow to 26, and the Bucks would come back. Really, turnovers the key here. That's what helped the Blazers build up that lead in the first half, and that's what helped the Bucks chip away the lack of turnovers and Portland turnovers in the second half to come away with this victory. While we wait to hear from Adrian Griffin, we'll catch up on the rest of the numbers here. So 33 points, 16 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 blocked shots from Giannis, 31 points from Damian Lillard, also had 4 assists and 5 rebounds. Brooke Lopez with 4 more blocked shots in addition to those 10 points and 6 rebounds. Malik Beasley ended up knocking down 4 three-pointers, and he finished with 14 points, 3 steals, too. Another area to really make note of for Beasley, as we heard from him once again. Those assignments that he is asked with taking on some of the tougher and certainly the best individual scorers on the opposing team, Malik Beasley has been thriving in that. So a strong game from Beasley. And Andre Jackson Jr., your fifth starter tonight, did not score. With that, here's head coach Adrian Griffin.
Hey, Griff. Giannis gets that tip in on one side and then gets the big block on the other end. Just kind of what you see from his will, his grit there at the end of the game.
He's one of the greatest players to play this game. And he showed it tonight. You know, we were kind of dead in the water. You know, we're searching, trying to find some momentum, and I thought, you know, it was a gritty win. Everyone, you know, was coming in the game and just kept competing, kept fighting. But, you know, Giannis, what can I say? He was just an incredible leader, has a great will to win and willing to do whatever it takes. On the defensive end, he's getting stops, he's getting blocks, he's getting defensive boards, and on the offensive end, whatever it takes, you know, he's coming up with huge offensive rebounds. So, you know, these are, you know, great wins. You know, great win.
37 points for them in the second quarter and then 34 in the second half combined. Just what do you see in those final two quarters from your team defensively?
You know, we found the effort and the grit and the toughness. And, you know, we switched up some of our matchups and our coverages, but the players – they were tough, and it's all, you know, defense is a lot about determination and grit, and I thought we showed that in the second half collectively.
To go in the first half, though, to fall behind in the 13-3 run to start the third, so including that, to fall behind 26, they're shooting almost 60% from three in that period. So what was not working, or maybe why wasn't that effort there, do you think, in that first period?
Not sure. You know, I think we started out the game okay. I just think that we got to just keep fighting through, you know, adversity, you know, and, you know, sometimes when we miss a shot or maybe we miss a layup, you know, it becomes deflating to our team. But that stuff happens, and we just got to keep fighting through it. Try not to let it turn into, you know, one possession turn into 3, 4, 5, 6 possessions. But, you know, I love this team. You know, we're a gritty team. And we just got to stay together. You know, there's a lot of expectations on our team, and I think they've been handling it well. But, you know, sometimes things happen. It's never going to be perfect, and we got to stick together, and we got to keep fighting. And I thought we did that. I thought we showed what we were made of. And I thought that second half was great.
What have you kind of learned about Bobby's impact, particularly at home? You know, he had the putback, the 2 threes, and an assist. And that kind of cut the lead down to a possession. And then obviously there's a timeout, and he does his thing, and the crowd. I don't know. What have you learned about that and just what that maybe can mean atmospherically, I guess, to a degree with the crowd and the team?
You know, his energy is contagious. He plays with great passion. The crowd, you know, loves him. We love him. You know, I thought the crowd was great, too. You know, they really helped us, you know, when we were trying to fight and get back into the game. And you could feel the energy in the building. And they definitely helped us. But, you know, Bobby, he comes in, and he's like our X factor. You know, he can do it all. He can post up with his back to the basket. He can get on offensive boards. He can space the floor, hit a couple big threes. He's out there defending. Sometimes we ask him to switch. Sometimes we ask him to show. Sometimes we ask him to blitz. And, you know, he's a jack of all trades for us. So he's very invaluable, you know, to our team. And he showed it tonight. He was phenomenal.
The Blazers are not one of the better shooting teams in the league this season. They were really just shooting the lights out of the place the first two quarters. When teams going through something like that, just what do you kind of say to them? Do you kind of assume things are going to even out down the second half, or how were you able to kind of turn things around defensively?
No, I think you got to make a miss. You know, there was a couple of shots I felt like we were closing short to a couple of their players. And, you know, this is the NBA, and players, they work extremely hard on their game, and they're going to be up to play us. And you know, you got to always put the effort and intensity into the game. I thought there was a couple of players that we kind of closed short to, and they're not going to miss on their own. We got to make them miss. And but this is good because we can always go back, you know, to the drawing board, always go back to film and, you know, reiterate the importance of, you know, closing out with urgency, not giving rhythm threes. You know, sometimes teams make tough threes, and then you have to have the resolve and take the ball out and race it up the floor and execute. But you can't give them those open threes where they could just step into it and feel comfortable. You know, even players that you may think at one point in their career are not good shooters, you know, these players work extremely hard. Like our players work extremely hard. You know, Thibault's shooting over 40%, but, you know, when he came in the league, he wasn't as efficient, but he works and, you know, and he's showing that he can shoot the ball, and you have to always respect the game. And I'm just using him as an example, but, you know, everybody that we play, we're going to get their best, and that's what I've told my team several times. And so we just got to take that challenge, and we have to, you know, bring forth a greater effort, like the effort that we showed in the second half.
Speaking of that second half effort, it truly seemed like it takes a village mentality out there, and you call it a total team win. In which way did you feel that it was a total team win? Because it really did feel like everyone contributed tonight.
I think it starts on the defense, Ben. It's tough, you know, like I said before, like, you know, offensively, when we miss some of those open shots, or we miss up, you know, layups and whatnot, then I thought in the first half it started to bleed over to our defense. And, you know, you just got to keep your poise and composure, and a lot of times things don't go your way. But I thought in the second half we made it go our way. Our intensity level on the defensive end picked up. We started really getting to bodies. You know, we started switching up our coverage just a little bit, and just finding, you know, the right kind of rotations and personnel out there. And just give credit to the players. That I think, you know, they competed on both ends of the court. And, you know, this is certainly something to build on going into next game.
Next game in Miami, obviously, it's a big game for the in-season tournament, your final round for group play. How much does this momentum help prepare you for that matchup?
Well, you know, you definitely have to be ready to go against, you know, Miami. They're a very good team, well-coached team. You know, we got to come out and bring that same intensity from the start of the game. And when we've shown that, man, we're super elite. You know, I don't think a lot of teams can really compete with us when we're on and we're defending like that and we're flying around and we're executing on offense. I mean, I love our chances. But, you know, this league is about consistency and bringing that energy and effort, you know, every night for 48 minutes. And it's tough, you know, it's a competitive league, but it takes what it takes.
Hey, Coach, we know Dame is so good all over the floor, but how comforting is it knowing that, you know, he's so clutch in those situations at the free throw line, especially late in games?
Well, you know, just, you're right, just getting the ball in his hands, just finding ways to get him clean looks, and he'll do the rest. And, you know, even at the end of the game, you know, you're just trying to, you know, we have the lead and they have to foul. You just got to find ways to get in his hands, you know, and you feel good about it. You know he's going to make his free throws. You know, at the end of the game, fourth quarter, he gets clean looks, he's probably going to knock it down. But, you know, he's as elite as it gets when it comes to, you know, being a clutch player. And so is Giannis, you know, and Giannis been terrific as well. And Giannis has made his free throws down the stretch. So this team has a lot of resolve, a lot of character. It's great to have both of those guys in the fourth quarter, because they're going to, you know, make something happen, you know, make the coaches look good. But, you know, they do the work. They're just, you know, what can I say? They're as top notch of elite players that you ever find in the NBA.
Thank you, Coach.
Yep.
Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin, after his team comes back from down 26 in the second half to beat the Portland Trail Blazers today at Fiserv Forum, 108-102. And again, 26 points is the largest second half comeback in Bucks franchise history. 27 is the largest comeback period, but 26 in the second half opposed to 27 earlier in the game, a bit more impressive. So what the Bucks did today, the largest second half comeback in team history, down 26 in the third quarter, and just continued to chip away. 16-point game at halftime. Before you knew it, up to 26 very, very early into the third quarter, but the Bucks would go on a run from there, would knock that lead in half moving into the fourth quarter, and would do the rest from that point forward, holding the Blazers to just 20 points in the third quarter and 14 in the fourth quarter. This team continues to be very, very good in the clutch. Damian Lillard individually and the Bucks as a whole. And that was another example earlier today as they knock off the Blazers. 108-102, our final score here inside of Fiserv Forum. And continue to bounce back from a tough, tough game against the Boston Celtics on Wednesday. Now 12-5 on the season. Headed to Miami on Tuesday for the final group play game in the in-season tournament, the Bucks and the Miami Heat. If the Heat win, we'll get into the scenarios in just a little bit. The Heat win, there's a chance the Miami Heat will represent Group B in the knockout round. If the Bucks win, they are guaranteed to not only represent Group B, but they will have the largest point differential of any team in the Eastern Conference, and would be that top seed by way of that. But again, 6-point win this afternoon here at Fiserv Forum. We'll get to the rest of the numbers, your play of the game, and preview Tuesday, the group play game against the Miami Heat. We'll get to all of that after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You receive a diagnosis from a doctor. You feel good about proceeding. You also feel the need for a second opinion. Good for you. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network offers and encourages second opinions on medical and procedural next steps. Second opinions can often happen virtually and give you peace of mind about all that is humanly possible. Learn more or request an appointment at frederick.com/second opinion. You receive a diagnosis from a doctor. You feel good about proceeding. You also feel the need for a second opinion. Good for you. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network offers and encourages second opinions on medical and procedural next steps. Second opinions can often happen virtually and give you peace of mind about all that is humanly possible. Learn more or request an appointment at frederick.com/second opinion.
This is Bucks OT.
Takes it into the paint, attacks the rack, sends it down with a grown man dunk. Oh, the Greek Freak, he's eaten now.
A final look at the game and a preview of the next matchup on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
108-102 final score here at Fiserv Forum. It's the Bucks outlasting the Blazers, and again, capping the largest second half comeback in franchise history. This 26-point second half comeback, as the Blazers would jump in front by 26 early into the third quarter. And then, as we've seen a handful of times already this season, Damian Lillard happened. Not just Dame today, but Damian Lillard certainly a big piece of that in this Bucks comeback, as he finishes the game with 31 points against his former team. Giannis adds 33 points, 16 rebounds, and 6 assists. 107th time in Giannis's career he's had 30 or more points, 10 or more rebounds, and 5 or more assists in a game. That is the most in Bucks franchise history, as he now moves past Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Damian Lillard had 14 points at the half. He scores 17 in the second half. Giannis with 15 in the second half. So he had 18 at halftime. So that duo on the heels of each scoring 31 on Friday against the Washington Wizards, add on another combined 60-plus points once again this afternoon in this Bucks victory. Bucks won the game, but they did not win the opening tip. However, be sure to tune in at the start of each and every game for the Sargento tip-off for Holmes. Every time the Bucks do win the opening tip, Sargento will donate $500 to Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. And as a reminder, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After this win today, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's and get yourself a free small Frosty. This offer is only good for 24 hours after each win, so you do need to act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. As a team in this victory today, the Bucks finished with 19 assists, 35 field goals, 19 of them assisted. So right around a 50% assist rate in this game, down from what we've seen recently, but they were led in that assist column by Giannis, who had 6 of those 19 assists, including our assist of the game, brought to you by Freightert and the Medical College of Wisconsin. Their health network connects you to teams of world-renowned specialists who focus entirely on you. That's doing everything humanly possible to provide expert care for your world. The Bucks bench in this game finished with just 20 points. 12 of them came from Bobby Portis, who was instrumental in this comeback. Hit a couple of threes in that second half and did all of the dirty work on the glass, as the Bucks had a season-high 18 offensive rebounds in this game. They turned those into 14 second-chance points. Bobby Portis, 8 rebounds and 12 points. He, as we heard the comments from Adrian Griffin, continues to be a spark plug for this team. We've certainly seen that for the last few years, but Adrian Griffin seeing it up close and personal now so far this season. 6 of those 8 rebounds for Bobby Portis came on the offensive glass. 6 of the Bucks' 18 offensive rebounds for BP. 5 points from Pat Connaughton, who also had 4 rebounds and an assist, and 3 points from Cam Payne that came on a 3-pointer in the third quarter. That was all the bench scoring for the Bucks. Marjon Beauchamp played just 9 minutes, did not attempt a field goal, finished scoreless, did have a rebound, an assist, and a block. And then we did see A.J. Green for 4 minutes. He attempted 2 threes. They did not go down. And Thanasis, 4 minutes of play as well, had 2 rebounds, no points in his time off the bench. 10 points, 6 rebounds, 4 more block shots, and 3 steals to go along with that from Brook Lopez in this game. And as we mentioned, Malik Beasley, 14 points, made 4 3-pointers. Didn't have the most efficient shooting game, did Beasley, but he hit some timely shots. 14 points on 4 of 11 shooting from 3, 5 of 14 overall from the field. Fifth starter today was Andre Jackson Jr., once again in the starting lineup for Chris Middleton. Ajax did not score, had a rebound in his 12 minutes of work. As for the Portland Trail Blazers, Dave mentioned the Bucks' perimeter defense showing signs of improvement really for the last week plus that we've seen from this group. And when you look at where the point production came from the Blazers today, it was really in the front court. Jeremy Grant leading the way with 22 points. Malcolm Brogdon had 18 on 7 of 23 shooting. Shaedon Sharpe started hot, finished with 17 points on 7 of 19 shooting. And DeAndre Ayton had 14 points as well. Rookie Scoot Henderson at 13 off the bench on 5 of 10 shooting. He was 3 of 3 at the half, though, just 3 of 7 in the second half. And Matisse Thybulle had 5 points in the first half, finished the second half 0 of 3. So really, the production between Henderson and Thybulle and how that dipped massively, and Shaedon Sharpe as well in the second half, one of the big stories in this game is the Bucks erase a 26-point second-half deficit, largest second-half comeback in franchise history, beating the Portland Trail Blazers today 108-102. We'll get to the play of the game and the rest of the team statistics next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. The Bucks cap the largest second half comeback in franchise history, taking down the Blazers this afternoon 108-102, coming back from a 26-point hole in the third quarter. And once again, 64 combined points from Giannis and Damian Lillard, 33 from Giannis, 31 from Dame. They essentially score two-thirds of the Bucks' points in this game, leading the way to the victory and sending the Bucks to 12-5 now on this early portion of the season. Time for our play of the game, brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Our play of the game, a very, very pivotal moment late in the fourth quarter.
Inbound pass from Sharpe on the far side with Connaughton on him. He gets it off to Brogdon. Brogdon, dribble drive, attacks Giannis, blocks the shot, but he got called for his sixth foul. Giannis is going to be done on that call right there with 14.6 seconds to go. Well, you might as well challenge it. And they will. Well, they may have a shot.
Yeah.
The call of four has been overturned to a no call.
Big play there as the call overturned. It would be a jump ball. The Bucks would win that jump ball. Damian Lillard would get fouled, knocked down both free throws. It was a two-point Bucks lead at that moment with 14 seconds left. And those two Damian Lillard free throws would make it a four-point lead. He would tack on an additional two, sending the Bucks to this six-point win. But that defensive stand by the Bucks and by Giannis, blocking his old teammate Malcolm Brogdon, our play of the game brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Find your win at the Midwest premier gaming, entertainment, and hotel destination. All of that and more waiting for you at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. 108-102, the final score this afternoon. And again, as we've mentioned a number of times, 26-point deficit in the second half. The comeback from that, the largest second-half comeback in Bucks franchise history. It was very early in the third quarter that the Blazers went up 26 after leading by 16 at halftime, but the Bucks had a response from there, winning this one today thanks to some improved defense in the second half. And as we mentioned, the biggest turnaround for the Bucks came in the form of turnovers. They limited theirs, and they forced more from the Blazers, really changing the complexion of this game in the final 24 minutes, basically the final 20 minutes of the game, sparking this comeback victory here at home, now hitting the road for a pair of games, including Tuesday night in Miami for the conclusion of group play in the in-season tournament. And that is a big, big matchup for reasons we'll get to when we preview that momentarily. But let's just cap the rest of the numbers from this game. Bucks finish shooting just 39% from the floor and 33% on three-point attempts. So the Blazers outshoot the Bucks 41% from the field, 41% on threes. Points in the paint basically even, 40 for the Bucks, 38 for the Trailblazers. Where Portland had the advantage, again, points off of turnovers, 27. That is a team high or a season high that the Bucks allowed. However, zero in the fourth quarter. That's certainly a key. And the Bucks were able to get 23 of their own after trailing for most of the game. So Portland had the advantage in those points off of turnovers and fast break points, to which they scored 21 to the Bucks 11. Bucks just knocked down one more three-pointer, 14 of them to 13 for the Blazers, and got to the free throw line 32 times. That really the story of this game, or where the Bucks won in the stat sheet and ultimately won this game. 108-102, our final score. When we come back, we'll take a look at the NBA scoreboard and get you up to speed on those 6 o'clock games, 5 o'clock games, beg your pardon, that have tipped already, and preview the next matchup for the Bucks Tuesday night as they conclude group play of this in-season tournament in Miami against the Heat. We will preview that after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Foss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Multh. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Okay. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Get your seats at bucks.com/toast.
Justin Garcia wrapping things up here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network as the Bucks come back from a 26-point second-half deficit and beat the Portland Trailblazers today, 108 to 102. And once more, that 26-point comeback is the largest second-half comeback in Bucks franchise history. Damian Lillard and Giannis combining for 64 points in this matchup today. Time to get you up to speed on the NBA scoreboard as we have seven other games across the NBA today. And we've seen four tip off. Four of them were 5 o'clock tips. Got three games yet to tip off tonight. We'll get to those in a moment. As for the games in action right now, we start in Boston, where the Celtics are up 16 on the Atlanta Hawks. Just about a minute away from halftime there, 66-50 right now. Jason Tatum with 18 points to lead the way for Boston, while Trae Young has 20 points, leading all scorers in the game for the Atlanta Hawks. In New York, the Phoenix Suns, resurgent of late, they're 6-2 on the road. They're up 9 against the Knicks, 55-46. That game about